So to the phone lines we go again. Teresa Duffy, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I've been looking forward to talking to you for about a week now, so great to catch up. Now,
you
are the grandniece of a man by the name of John Foley, known as Jack Foley, right?
Yes.
And what an incredible story this man had. Born in Yall in 1865 and worked on board Titanic.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so tell us the story of Jack Foley.
My father, Morris Mulcahy, now who died in 1997, he told me about Jack Foley first. And then I started looking for him down in Southampton. And about 24 years ago, I started looking about information for him with my son and my husband. So that's what started the whole thing off. And I've only found out lately where he was buried in the last 2 years, maybe.
How did you go about that? We'll talk about his life story, but how did you go about that search?
I went down to the Titanic Museum and they gave me a few things, but I couldn't get into the library because I hadn't my pass. You had to have a passport to get into the library to look up information about him. But they gave me a bit of information, but that was 24 years ago.
When you say the Titanic Museum, where?
In Southampton.
Right, okay.
There was a Titanic Museum down there at the time. So
he got a job... obviously a short-lived job because there was only one voyage in April of 1912. He was a yawl man. So did he board in Southampton?
No, he went on the maiden voyage from Belfast. He went on one of the maiden voyages from Belfast before to try the ship out and everything. And then he did go from Southampton then when he went on the Titanic itself.
Yeah.
And
then to Queenstown and out to sea.
So pick up
the story regarding when it, say, for instance, hit the iceberg.
Yeah. Well, it hit the iceberg, yeah, but he just manned the light. He helped with lifeboat 4 and they cut some sort of piece of wood or something to get it down. So he was one of the men that manned the lifeboat.
Because not all of them fell freely, and not all of them...
No, this one didn't. They had to cut, it was like a piece of wood or something, they had to cut off to get the boat to go down. Otherwise, they would have fell off the boat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it wouldn't have gone down level.
They would have all fell out of the lifeboat.
And did he man lifeboat number 4?
Oh, he did. He did man it, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he manned it, yeah.
Okay.
So he was a quartermaster when he did the voyage from Belfast to Southampton before the ship sailed in April. So then he was a storeman on it. That's what his title was.
So when people got into the lifeboat and lifeboat number 4 dropped,
it probably
wasn't full.
Well, it was full. I suppose they did rescue people.
Okay.
That were
talk about that part of it.
Yeah, there was people on a collapsible, I think, and Lady Astor was on the boat, and she said we just told them to take these people in. So there was about 10 of them on it. So they were all, most of them were saved, and then there was an odd one here and there saved. If you know what I mean.
So Lord and Lady Astor, or was it just Lady Astor was in that one?
No, it was just Lady Astor. Okay. Her husband, I think, died on the ship.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. And she encouraged him.
Yeah, to take all these people off the collapsible.
And save them, which he did.
And they saved, yeah.
Because
yeah.
not all of the lifeboats did, of course.
No. Well,
pick
you see,
people from the freezing water.
No, because they were afraid that all. Some of them were afraid that if so many people got on the lifeboats, they'd all. You know what I mean? Too many people jumped on.
Yeah.
They'd make the thing sink. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, it would have been overloaded, and it would have capsized.
Yeah, it'd be overloaded.
Sank.
But anyway.
But Jack Foley did rescue people from the freezing water.
Oh, he did rescue people out of the sea. Yeah, he did.
Women and children.
Women and children, and well, the children now, it would have been mostly men. It wouldn't have been children now. They would have been on the boat already, if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah, they would have got first preference, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so...
And I wonder how many people, do we even know that?
It was over 50 people, they saved, so...
Oh my God, what an incredible story.
Yeah, so...
Amazing. And tell us, so he survived, obviously, he survived.
Oh, he survived, he survived, He died in 1934, so he survived good while after that.
Do you know if he left any record of the events, or a diary, or anything like that, or spoke about it?
He didn't speak about it very much, but the only thing he spoke about was the silence. At Christmas, he might have a drink, Christmas.
Yeah.
And the only thing he ever said about it was that the silence after the boat, the Titanic sunk. That was the most eeriest thing. You know, the way there was probably loads of noise, and the next thing there was no noise. If you know what I mean.
God, you know, he must have stayed with him all his life. That horror.
Oh, I'd say it did. Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, a lot of the time when people go through such horrors, they say that about the Great War, the First World War, and the Second World War, or. You know, even the War of Independence or the Civil War in Ireland where families were split. They don't
talk about it.
Do you find that interesting that they just can't?
Yeah, they just can't. So I suppose it was awful when you think of all the people in the sea, like they were, they've just died in the sea. It must have been awful.
Yeah. What kind of a life did Jack Foley have after? Did he come back? He came back to Ireland, back to East Cork?
Oh, no, he stayed in Southampton. So, and then he had children, so then all his descendants are all in England. So,
and he died in 1934.
1934, yeah.
And buried in Southampton.
Yeah, in an unmarked grave.
Now, why would that be an unmarked grave? What do you know about that?
Well, all I know is people probably weren't able to afford to be buried. Like when you think in 1934, you wouldn't be well off in them days.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we don't know why. I don't know why, but at least it's all going to be sorted now, so it's great.
We don't know what kind of a life he had which would have led him to being buried in an unmarked grave.
I don't know anything like that now. He's just... The Irish aboard the Titanic now would tell you a lot of information about him by Senna Maloney.
Yeah.
That'll tell you about him.
Oh, I spoke to Senna when he wrote the book. For sure he did.
Yeah.
But I wasn't aware of the fact that I'd be able to talk to a grandniece of a man who saved 40 or 50 people from the freezing waters of the Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing story. Amazing.
It is an amazing story. So, and he was so brave, and it was all, there was an awful lot of things happened even before he went, he could have went wrong at any stage, if you know what I mean.
There could have been, clearly they could have been swamped as well.
They could have been swamped, or the boat could have, he was the last lifeboat to get off the ship.
Lifeboat number 4. So your research, did you struggle to even find his grave?
Yeah, I only found it lately.
And what's the plan now?
Oh, we're going to put up, the Titanic Society in England are going to put up a gravestone to him. So somebody had to own the grave before. So I own the grave, but my cousin John was doing it all before COVID, and then, of course, COVID came, and then he got sick. So John asked me to do it, John Innes, he's my cousin. He asked me, would I do the sort out about the grave and everything, because you have to get all the names of the people. They have to sign a form, you see, to get the grave. So
I'm looking at a photograph from the cemetery in Southampton.
Yeah.
There isn't a headstone, nothing. There's just the area where the grave is. I mean, they're able to say that this patch of grass is where he's buried.
They have that, so it's great anyway. So.
And what will you put on the headstone?
His name, and I think it's where he's from, and who's buried with his wife, and a son is buried with him. So.
Will you put reference to the Titanic?
They'll have a Titanic symbol on the top. It'll say something, yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to say that he was part of those that saved, I don't know, 40, 50 people on the headstone?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be, would you think that could work?
Well, I don't know. No, I have to. I'm waiting for Trevor to ring me now to see what's happening. I haven't heard yet. So
you must feel a great sense of achievement, though, and satisfaction.
Oh, I do, because you see, my father died so suddenly, and I hadn't asked him, you see, where he was buried or anything. You know, you don't think of these things. So, and then my son was so interested in it, so as well. So
that's amazing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful tribute to your granduncle as well.
That he
wasn't forgotten all these years later, over 100 years later.
Yeah, and he was married actually the same. He's married the 1st of September 1994, and I was married the 1st of September 1990, and my son was born in 1994. It's such a coincidence.
And do you know anything about what I was reading at the weekend, that locals believe that the character of Jack Dawson, played by Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie Titanic, was inspired by Jack Foley?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know anything about that end of it now.
You know, there's no historical evidence to say that is true.
I don't know. Maybe.
But it would be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be nice, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he deserves a most beautiful headstone. His bravery during the Titanic disaster is unquestionable.
Yeah, it'll be a black granite we're writing on it, yeah. So it looks nice, because they showed me an example of one, you see. So.
I love it. I think it's a great story. John Jack Foley, born in Yall in 1865, died at the age of 1934.
And he must have been well-educated if he could have been a storeman on the Titanic, because, I mean, you'd need to know a lot, wouldn't you?
You certainly would. Certainly would.
Sounds and to be like, a quartermaster, he must have known an awful lot.
Sounds like an incredible character, really and truly. Yeah. That's a great story, Teresa. It would be great to see the headstone when it's up. Have you a timeline for that?
I haven't. No, I haven't the timeline yet.
Okay.
I haven't got that yet.
Well, will you stay in touch?
Oh, we will.
And well, like this Thursday, ownership of his grave is transferred over to you. So well done on all of the work, the tireless work you've done.
Last week.
Last week. I hear you. Well, well done. Well done.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Then my uncle Liam, then he told the story to Kevin Melly. So that's how it all started. That's how I got more and more information as well, you know.
Kevin Melly's a historian down East Corkway, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Cork, yeah. But my uncle lived in Yall, you see.
Wonderful story. Wonderful story.
And then my father lived in Dublin, and then another one lived in London, and another one lived in Falmouth. So they were all over the place.
Well, you took up the mantle, you took up the baton, and you ran with it, and you solved it, and you've got it to where you want it to be. So congratulations on that. Well done. Thank
you very much.
Thanks for sharing the story. Lovely story.
They have a booklet in Yall about it anyway. So.
Well, I'm giving away family passes for the Titanic experience down in Cove. I highly recommend people should go and see.
Actually, I went to a few of the museums, but they didn't really have anything about, you know, they had his name, but that would have been it, you know what I mean?
Ah, but now you've got an awful lot more to go with.
I've got an awful lot more to go on, yeah.
Yeah. Well done, well done, well done. Thanks, Teresa. Take care. Stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lovely story. Teresa Duffy, the grandniece of Jack Foley. The Titanic experience in Cove is an incredible place to visit, and I've got family passes to give away. Guided tours, got the exhibition. It's inside in the White Star Line ticket office in Cove, the original one, and it's got all sorts of personal stories of particularly those passengers who boarded from Queenstown at the time. And there was 123 of those who got on at Queenstown. And we have family passes to give away. Take up an entire afternoon or longer down there. It's so fabulous, and they add constantly to it. You will really enjoy it. You can book directly yourself, or you can win Titanic Experience Cove family passes on this programme. We'll give some away before midday today. Text 0868 104 106.